morning. Today is Wednesday, 21st, day before Thanksgiving.
Do you like Thanksgiving?
Biggest turkey I know, Ryan Sundberg's alongside. Good morning, sir.
Jeez, this is how we're going to start, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Why should it change?
It shouldn't.
No. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready for a little French word here today?
I am.
All right. Or why do they say that? Why is a boudoir called that?
No idea.
Because it's a room to which a lady may retire to sulk and pout. The term comes from the French boudoir, okay, meaning to pout or sulk. The first boudoirs were those of the mistresses of Louis XV of France.
Hmm.
You know, something you can share
you learn something
tomorrow,
every
huh?
Day.
All right, and the other question of the season is, what's your favorite Thanksgiving part of the meal?
My favorite part is the I'm a little strange, but I like
little?
A little, yeah. It's subjective.
Yeah.
See, the stuffing that goes in the turkey.
Yeah.
That gets stuck up against the edges. That
it's all the fat, the drippings.
It gets really, really crispy.
Yeah.
And to almost like where it's black.
Right.
That's my favorite part.
Okay.
And I like, especially when the skin gets mixed in with it.
Okay. So you're a stuffing guy. You're the first one. That's mine.
Well, I like it all, but that's my...
I'm going to try a cranberry.
My mother-in-law always cuts it out and saves that part for me.
Oh, for you?
Okay. Yeah, so nobody else touches it.
Ah.
So.
I
don't think anybody else would touch it
We don't do the stuffing in the cavity. We'll put the vegetables and stuff into that. But, God, you think I'd be cooking right now, huh? For me, the stuffing, I'm told I can't make as much anymore because I was carrying it with me all year long.
Mm-hmm. Minute on the lips, year on the hips.
Yeah, well, I didn't even make it that low. It was more the gut. But yeah, mushrooms and celery and then the basil and parsley and that stuff. Just give me a gallon or so of gravy, and I'm happy over in the corner.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I get into a coma and go find the couch.
Yeah, I'm hoping to try a cranberry crumble of sorts tomorrow.
Ooh,
I'll take that.
That sounds
now good. That I've mastered pie caking.
Do you guys do a traditional Thanksgiving and have everybody over and everybody eats? And
yeah, we like do. This year is a little bit different. We're going over to Dad's, and so it's kind of more of a blended thing. But we're still going to have our own at home afterwards.
Oh, very nice.
The smells.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of it, right?
Yeah, and one of my other favorite parts is the leftovers.
Leftovers?
The next day, yeah.
I've heard that there are leftovers.
We haven't experienced it lately,
though.
Yeah, we have leftovers, and so I love having the rolls and the gravy and mashed potatoes.
Oh, like...
Make a big sandwich out of it.
Elementary
the next
school.
Day.
Yeah. Turkey gravy and mashed potatoes?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's...
So you like the mashed potato sandwich with it. Mm-hmm. To me, and I don't know why I don't do it all the time. We will get to the show.
It's a four-day holiday for me.
Why isn't cranberry always available for turkey sandwiches at the various sandwich shops?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's just such a natural... Mm-hmm.
You're such a deep thinker.
Well, wherever you land down the road, you know, if you're a consultant, you can, yeah, and there's a restaurant involved, you can say, and by the way, we want cranberry jelly with the turkey sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Or there'll be hell to pay.
Yeah, yeah. you'll make your mark.
Yeah.
Now, last time I saw you was not here. It was at the International Airport located in the fog bank of McKinleyville.
Yes.
You were headed off to parts unknown. And then you came back and you left without me.
I know. I saw you on the way there and on the way back.
Well, I think. Were you wearing like a checkered shirt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw your back as you were running as I was sitting down.
Yeah.
You were going for the car and I'm waiting for the canceled signature.
We had already flown to Humboldt County and then came all the way back to San Francisco when you saw me. So we had already been through the experience of... Oh, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So Sophie had a basketball game the next day, and I was like, I'd already missed the one previous because I was gone.
Right,
so
right.
There was no way I was going to miss that the next one. So, yeah, car rented and drive home.
Yeah, that's dead too. Long 4 days, I guess, is the simplest. Now, I know what I did on the East Coast. What did you do on the East Coast?
So Supervisor Bass and I attended a invitation by the White House to meet with cabinet officials, and being, I think Ryan Zinke was there from the Interior, the Transportation Secretary was there, Kellyanne Conway was there.
Some of the names we recognize?
Yeah, there was their head cabinet people, and they invited, actually we were the last group. They had invited every single state in the United States to go to the White House and have a conversation with them and, you know, back and forth about what's going on and what they can do and what they're doing. And so we were California, Hawaii, and Alaska. And there's about 50 or so of us that were there. And it was a pretty cool experience. And
did you get to go in the White House?
Yeah, so we went to the White
really?
House, and then this was in the it's on the White House grounds. It's called the Eisenhower Building. It's right next door, and it's all within the same complex there. But it was nice hearing, you know, from them, and then they got to take our questions, and we got to tell them, you know, what's important. And, you know, one of the probably the main things that we got was the payment in lieu of taxes is any federal property. Money comes back to the counties from the redo of taxes.
As so, if it was a producing property.
Yes,
generating
it's been taken out.
Yeah. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:19. We'll talk a little bit more about this in a moment.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Ryan Sudberg. Ryan, you mentioned PILT and that this was taxes that you were in Washington, D.C. to, I guess, get them to honor the commitment.
Yeah, so last year they paid their PILT payment, the federal government did. Most of the time they don't. It's been really, really hit and miss.
So it's like an IOU kind of thing?
It's a thing that they do if they want and then don't do if they don't want.
But is it, I mean, let's say.
I don't know what the rationale is.
If they didn't pay in year three, then in year four they owe twice as much? Or it's just year four they owe and we forget about last year?
Yeah.
It's not cumulative.
No. So last year, it's about $1 million to Humboldt County for payment in lieu of taxes. So it's, you know, somewhere like Trinity County that has 75% of their property or so that is in federal land. And
keep the door open.
They don't have any other money. You know, it's a massive, massive hit to their budget.
So where's the congressman in this? I would think that any of the rural congressmen throughout the country would be banging on the door and saying, you got it.
No, and they do. And then what else has been great is...
So you guys were double teaming them then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hit them at all angles.
Okay.
And also, like, organizations like RCRC that Rex is the president of, CSAC that Virginia Bass is going to be the president of, NACO, the National
Association
of Counties. Yeah, so all of those groups are all on the same page as well, because it means so much to, you know, bigger counties even know that it's helpful for the rural counties, and some of them have more than others, but it's a big deal for everyone, and they all raise the same issues. So we're hopeful with the conversations that we had at the meeting in Washington, D.C., with other pressure coming from other directions, they'll know that, you know, that money is important, and hopefully it'll be worth our time to go back to Washington, D.C. and let them know, and it'll be productive.
When will you know?
I mean, we'll know.
If they don't have to pay, there couldn't be a deadline,
yeah,
could there?
I don't. You know what? I don't know how it works with when they. I mean, I knew last time because the check came in and our CAO said, "Hey, we got PILT payment." But I don't know if they put
Isn't
it.
Isn't that
in
when
budget
you pop the corks
or,
and stuff? You don't. Oh, you yeah. don't have the champagne on ice.
Yeah, you didn't hear the roar out of the courthouse from here.
Well, it was either that or a fire alarm. I couldn't. Yeah. Yeah. The wind wasn't blowing this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think that that would be critical. Yeah, and I guess I'm disappointed that the feds see it as an optional payment.
Yeah.
But that's how they operate, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I guess the right phrase is that's how they roll. Sorry.
Yeah.
Once again, I'm not trendy.
And if you're not advocating for yourself, you know, and they're not, you know, it's a political process, so they...
Yeah, but it's an obligation. Whether it's legal or not, it's a moral one, certainly.
For you and I.
Well, you owe somebody something, yeah, you pay it, you know? But I guess that might not be too consistent. Hey, what do you hear?
This is the federal government we're talking about.
Trust me?
I'm here to help.
Yeah. Oh, interesting stuff, I guess. Must have been mildly disturbing to you about the little fires in Blue Lake.
Oh, man.
Last week, you know, the little...
That, especially with the...
Another chain drag? Is that really what
That's what
you're
they
hearing?
Said. It's, yeah, six fires started from a chain dragging.
Is he dragging them through the field? I mean, you know, if you're in lane one or two, you know, there's no weeds there. There's nothing to catch fire.
Apparently there is something to catch fire.
Yeah, I guess.
Happened. But yeah, that's, I mean, when I first heard about it, first I was just panic, you know, of like, are they going to be able to get it under control?
When it was the fire
yeah,
was active,
and,
yeah.
And then, you know, you hear about a chain drag, you're like, and I thought it was arson when I heard about six different spots. That's what I assumed, is someone just
Well, they said a white van, so it's like they knew who it was trying to chase it.
Yeah.
Well, a chain.
It's amazing that a chain can throw off a spark that hot.
Yeah, it's kind of like in the middle of winter. I want to try it. I stand somewhere and have somebody, so it's not going to go
like
anywhere.
Like in a parking lot or something.
Yeah, and just see what this is about. Maybe it's a high-speed thing, you know, 50 plus, which would kind of preclude the parking lot opportunity, but to see this thing, I mean,
yeah.
it's phenomenal. But, you know, the same concept with the speed that this thing's roaring around over in the valley, too. It's just tough for me to wrap my head around that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know what else was interesting is I was at the Coastal Commission meeting in San Francisco this last month, and my phone kept going off, and actually everyone, there's an elected official that was at the Coastal Commission, whose phones were going off from PG&E saying, we're going to be shutting off power. Going to be shutting off power. The conditions, the humidity, and you know the wind, and
this was pre-event.
Pre-event, so about 3 days before, 2 days before the event, and for the campfire that took out Paradise, we were getting these messages, and then probably about 12 hours later. Because I sent it to my wife and I said, hey, you know, the power might go off, just, you know, heads up. And then we got a list on it, and this is on a text message I got from PG&E, the list of all the counties that were going to be affected. And then, so I assumed they were going to turn, you know, that what they do is they have a new program where they de-energize the lines when these conditions are ripe for wildfires, and then hopefully you avoid it. And then a couple of days later, there was the fires, and I don't know if they turned them back on, or you know, I guess they haven't
or
really decided if
maybe it sparked when they turned it on.
Or, I don't know.
It's
yeah.
going to be really.
They're not done with the investigation yet. Apparently,
no, but the stock market certainly has an indication.
right? Yeah. I know lawsuits are already flying around.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
Then, I mean, I heard it was from a down power line, but I guess the investigation's not finished yet. But it, you know, with that program in place, maybe it's just not, you know, it's a brand new program. Maybe it just isn't, the bugs aren't worked out of it yet. But
like Larson said last week, where was the EAS for the community? It never fired off.
Oh, it didn't?
No.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
It's 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, American Ag Credit, Redec, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Still thinking about those Thanksgiving meals. Mm, yeah.
I can't wait.
Cranberry. I may do a cranberry and blueberry, two separate ones.
Yeah. I think that's a good plan.
Yeah. I'll swing it by the courthouse.
I might bail him. Where's this at again? Yeah. What's the address?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll leave you some so that you can gorge.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I might sniff out
the
Kin station.
Yeah.
Go raid your refrigerator day after.
Yeah. What is the biggest issue that the Coastal Commission is dealing with right now?
And actually the Planning Commission is dealing with it in Humboldt County right now. The sea level rise adaptation is a big one, and they are, the Coastal Commission is turning out, like, basically not hard rules but recommendations for counties on, you know, how to deal with it. And the conversations we've had at the Coastal Commission have been, now, there's some places that, you know, in armoring the coast is proven that, you know, when you put a seawall up or rock revetment or something like that, it's pretty proven that beach will go away eventually.
Disappears. Right. Yeah. We did that show a couple of months ago with that.
Yeah. So, but there's some places where you need to protect infrastructure and houses.
You mean like highways?
Highways.
Between Eureka and Arcata?
Yeah.
As an example.
Or what about farmland? You know that.
Well, you just stack the levee up higher, right?
Well,
to a certain point.
Yeah, but is there some places where that's not going to make sense?
Inundation,
yeah. You know, we'll diverge here, but out in the bottoms, you know, eventually you're going to have salt water that comes up from the bottom if this keeps happening.
Right. Yeah, the saturation or whatever.
Yeah, and then it'll do the same thing. It doesn't matter if you have a levee or not. But so these are all these issues swirling around, and the communities are going to have to make a decision. Where do you protect? Where do you retreat? You know, and
well, let's talk about, you know, our neighborhood here with that as a backdrop. Now, I heard that the city of Eureka was considering trying to force the car dealers out of the old Arcata Redwood site. Okay, good fit. Easy access to property, blah, blah, blah. What, about 20 feet underwater? Okay. We've got the highway. Now, I'm not hearing that even with all this infrastructure and discussion about shovel-ready and whatever, that they're talking about relocating the highway, I guess maybe halfway up Mitchell Heights?
No,
with some bridges, so that
we've talked about that, especially with the safety project that's, you know,
right,
with the interchange and all that. That's all designed for sea level rise,
and you'd have the Samoa Bridge, but you just wouldn't have the ability to get on it.
Well, they can. Okay. Yeah, there's a way. I guess the way they design these is they can keep going up, and there's nowhere else to put 101 on the bay there, so it's going to stay there forever.
But with the permitting process, it seems to take forever. If we can use Last Chance Grade as a reference,
mm-hmm.
Okay, are we going to be shuttled in submarines or
no?
As we're getting through the permitting process, I mean, it seems like the. And it's kind of a nice little thing for me to just kind of poke at a little bit. We've got all the processes and permits and the studies and the this's and the that's that are being discussed on a regular basis. And now we've got something else that's coming in that seems to be superseding all of that stuff, but we're not making the adjustments to be able to process quicker and maybe not worry about the three-legged toad. Or whatever it is, because community benefit supersedes that one. Is there a sense of any change, or are we just kind of running full speed and going to have a head-on train wreck here, and then we'll see how things are dealt with, but in a very compressed time frame?
Well, I think you are right, and you know, usually when someone dies or there's a emergency, things happen fairly quickly. Other than that, things take forever. It's just the way, especially, you know, in California especially, you know, there's a lot of different interests, and there's some people who don't think cars should even exist and you should just ride your bike everywhere.
Or skateboard.
Yeah, they're not as organized as the bikers, but they, you know, so you have a lot of pushback both ways. They file lawsuits and, you know, what do you do? I don't know what the answer is, so. And I'm going to be gone.
Well,
soon,
I know
so
what
I'm not
you
even
do.
Have to worry about
you
it.
You leave the commission.
It's going to be someone else's headache.
Yeah.
So, but I do think it's the right thing to do of what they're doing now of having communities say, what are we going to protect? Where are we going to retreat? And
so it's like a prioritization.
Yeah, and do it planned out. You know, they're planning. You know, they're saying communities, you need to plan this out for the next 50 years and figure out what's going to happen, and not be. You know, have everything be an emergency.
Is that part of what is going on out at CR on the bay side of the highway? They're pushing a lot of dirt around and the big boy toys are out there. Any idea? Is that associated with this?
No, I think it's part of the...
or the wildlife
Wildlife.
The sanctuary or...
From what I remember, yeah. You know, Rex would know all the details on that. I shouldn't say anything because I don't know.
It doesn't hold you back otherwise.
I know. I usually just say something and then just hope you believe it.
Yeah. I'll buy off on it. Yeah.
If you don't know and I don't know, then I'm right.
Yeah. The political season continues. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop, final segment with Mr. Sundberg before Thanksgiving. What kind of year has this been? What do you think of when you think of this year?
I mean, from the county standpoint,
yeah.
It's been pretty successful. You know, we had the Measure O was probably the biggest thing that happened this year. You know, having... I really don't think people understood. Well, I do think people understood because they voted for it, you know, almost 72% or whatever it was. And, you know, but what that would have meant if it would have went away.
What a no might have represented.
A no to Measure O would have just been absolutely devastating for the county and public safety. And, you know, so I think being able to communicate that well, and then we talked about it at one of our board meetings of, you know, the public did see the benefit of Measure O. I know it's not perfect. We didn't spend money on every single thing that everybody likes, but on the whole, I think people understood that, you know, public safety is in a much better spot. You know, if I live in McKinleyville, for instance. The substation in McKinleyville would have went away for sure. We had two officers for the northern part of Humboldt County that were dispatched out of Eureka before Measure Z. You know, that was, you know, the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee in McKinleyville was the impetus to send a letter to the Board of Supervisors saying, hey, we'd like to see this changed. You know, if it takes a small sales tax increase, we're willing to do that to have full-time coverage and 24-hour service in our area.
My sense was we turned a corner. There may be three or four more corners to turn still.
Mm-hmm.
But a corner was turned. You know, part of it was getting rid of the Palco Marsh encampment place, and certainly there's still ripples on that one all mm-hmm. over the county.
Mm-hmm.
But that there was a sense of something was different, and it coincided with that timing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody jumps up and down about paying taxes, and certainly if you're a retailer, you know, you're looking at 9% plus premium. You know, yeah, that's kind of tough. But as a spinoff of that, there does seem to be something bubbling.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of the phrase I'm using. There's a bubbling going on. I don't know what it is, you know, whether uh-huh. it's Jed Clampett or whether it's I forgot to turn off the oven and we're going to have the pot and have an explosion. But something's bubbling.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it is, that's kind of the word I'm using, is bubbling. It's been a bubbling year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know,
yeah, but that's my word. Now, you can't use my word.
Okay. Well, I also
have to come up with your own word.
One of the other things is roads in Humboldt County is going to get better and better. I know people don't like, there was a big push to get rid of the gas tax, but that money will flow into Humboldt County. And then with the Measure O money being supplemented to that, I mean, the roads department for Humboldt County is in a position that it's not been in for a very, very long time. And you will see roads continue to get better throughout Humboldt County with those two together with the current funding sources. And, you know, it's more than double the amount of money that it normally has. And so I think we're in a good position to see, you know, in the next 5 years, you're going to see a lot of roads get a lot better.
You kind of are sounding like you're dealing with the tryptophan before you eat the turkey tomorrow. Get out of here, okay?
All right.
Thanks for seeing it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, sir, and everybody. See you tomorrow.